It doesn't matter. We're good. I have the Sefer and I have you guys here. That's fine. So we're going into chapter 14. So he's explaining the Enon Milvado, the level of Enon Milvado that the Avos reached and that Moshe Rabbeinu reached, right? So he's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu reached a higher level. He was living in the Havaya. And the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they lived in a lower level, so to speak, but they lived in the highest level of the Lokim. They saw through everything. They saw through the whole Teva. And he says, Ulezos, Hayah Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom, Mucham Kol Regel L'Nevuah. Another distinction, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to prepare himself for Nevuah. He was always ready for Nevuah at any time. That's why he couldn't be married. Right, as opposed to the other they lived in this world, so therefore they weren't prepared for Nevuah. Like we said, once remember we said that if you live in a Havaya, then there's really only one thing, right? There's only Hashem, so really nothing else is a Chatzitza. But if you live in Elokim, so you know you have to in this world. There's times that are not Shaykh to Nevuah, so they have to prepare for Nevuah. Now he brings over here an explanation in the Gemara, beautiful explanation in the following Gemara. The Gemara discusses what happened when Yaakov Avinu, at the end of his life, brought together the Shvatim. Okay? So he brought together, and the Gemara is coming to tell us, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said Shema, he did not say Baruch Shem? So why do we say Baruch Shem? If you look in the parsha of Shema, right, in Parashat Va'etchanan, in Va'etchanan, it says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Ve'ahavta Eitz. It doesn't say Baruch Shem in the middle there. So the Gemara in Pesachim asks a question. If Baruch Shem is not written in the Chumash, and it's not the way Moshe Rabbeinu taught us to say Shema, why do we say Baruch Shem? So the Gemara says, it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, but Yaakov Avinu did say it. When did Yaakov Avinu say it? So says the Gemara that Yaakov Avinu gathered his children at the end of his life, and he wanted to be Megala the Kates. He wanted to tell them about the end of days. Nistalka mimenu Shechina. The Shechina left. So he said, if the Shechina left, is it possible the reason the Shechina left me is because one of the people here, one of my children or myself, are not fully committed to Hashem. That's what he said. Why did the Shekhinah all of a sudden leave me? I wanted to be Megala the Kates. I wanted to tell you about the end of days, and now I can't tell you. I forgot what I was going to say. Is that because one of the people here is not whole? And he says, for example, Avram was not whole, he had Yishmael. Yitzhak was not whole, he had Esav. How about me? Who's my child here that's maybe the guy, you know, left out? I have 12 Shvatim, but maybe there's something I don't know. And they all say back, no, we all know. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Yaakov Avinu said, oh, Baruch Hashem, everyone is whole. Everyone's saying Shema Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, Kivod Malchus Elam, but he responded. So the Gemara says, therefore, we don't know what to do. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Baruch Shem, but Yaakov Avinu did say Baruch Shem. So what do we do? If we'll say it, it's a slap in the face to Moshe Rabbeinu. If we don't say it, it's a slap in the face to Yaakov Avinu. So that's why we say it quietly. That's the Gemara. So Zok, the Chaim V'Lashon are based on this. Here's the depth of the Gemara. Okay?
Did Moshe Rabbeinu learn it from the Malachim?
It doesn't say that in the Gemara.
Okay, I thought that's why we whispered, because it's like a trade secret.
That's not what the Gemara says. Maybe there's a medrash like that. No, I'm not, you know, I'm just saying the Gemara's pshat. This is the Gemara in Pesachim. Okay? So you want to know the depth of this Gemara. Listen to this. It's an unbelievable pshat. See, he describes the depth of the Gemara. He says like this. He says, Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala the Kates. He wanted to be Megala. What is Hashem like in the end of days? What is Hashem like? We already said, Hashem in the end of days is going to exist in the Yudke Vavke world. Yaakov Avinu decided it's time to be Megala that, to reveal that. The Shechina left him. So they said, maybe the Shekhinah left because not everyone believes it. And they all said, no, we know Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad, which is that Achdus of Hashem, right? That's that Yichud Hashem. So it must be that the reason why the Shekhinah left is not because we don't believe it. It's because it's not the time. It's not the time. We're in this world still. In this world, we're not supposed to live the Gilui Kates. We're not supposed to live with the Gilui that Hashem runs the world that way. We're supposed to live with the Elokim. We're supposed to live knowing the Achdus, believing the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Achdus, but not experiencing it that way. So what do you say back? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi, like we've said before, the Malchus of Hashem is that midah where he interacts with the world. So Yaakov Avinu realized that the reason why he wasn't allowed to be Megala is not because they weren't Roy, it's because it's not the time. And he said, Adar Abba, if it's not the time, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi Le'olam Vo'ed. It's Baruch Shem. Okay, that's the pshat of the Gemara, amazing pshat. But still, so why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say it? The answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu was living in the Yudkei Vavkei. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no reason to say Baruch Shem because he's living in the Achdus Hashem. So the Gemara says, so what should we do? So the Gemara says, no, we have to say it because we're like Yaakov Avinu. We're living in the world of the Elohim. We're living in the world that we have to say Baruch Shem. We have to experience the Malchus of Hashem, see how Hashem interacts with us, interacts with the Bria, right? We don't live in the Achdus Hashem, in the Yichud Hashem, in the pure Yichud, in the Havaya. But don't say it out loud, because we have to ultimately realize the true MS is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the truth. You whisper Baruch Shem because you have to believe it. You have to know it. We experience that, but that's not the ultimate truth. And that's why when we say Shema, we're supposed to. It's one of those moments during the day that Rabbi Chaim Volozhin encourages us to rise above everything and actually say it with kavana. Say the Yudkei Vavkei. Say the Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad with real kavana that Hashem Echad. So he says this is another expression of the difference between Yaakov and Moshe Rabbeinu. An incredible, incredible beer in that pshat. And by the way, it flows very nicely with the Rambam, because the Rambam says in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, when he's describing why we say Baruch Shem, the Rambam says, because, and he brings the story mentioned in the Gemara. So if you would say the story, what would you say? You would say what the Gemara says. Yaakov Avinu gathered his children and he wanted to tell them about the end of days. That's what the Gemara says. The Rambam doesn't describe the interaction that way. The Rambam says, Yaakov Avinu gathered his children, B'shas mitzaso, but then he says he said something else. V'tzivam, and he commanded them, v'zirzam al yichud Hashem. He told them about the yichud Hashem. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. And the Gemara says he told them about when Mashiach will come. The answer is he wasn't here. Yaakov Avinu wasn't, trying to win the lottery here, telling them, okay, he's going to come in 5782, 5783. That wasn't the point. Yaakov was telling you what's going to happen at the end of days. At the end of days, it will be Yichud Hashem. That's what the Rambam is saying. Unbelievable. So Yaakov Avinu was trying to tell his children about the end of days. He wasn't Zoyche because it wasn't the time. That's what he says. So this is the incredible Bir Adavar. Okay. And the Gemara actually says that this is why Moshe Rabbeinu's first nevuah, Hashem appeared to him in a bush, burning bush, in a seneh, right? Why? Says the Medrash, Lama Diber HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Mitoch HaSeneh. Why did Hashem speak to Moshe in a seneh? Will a medcha to teach you? The lowest place in the world is full of Shekhinah. Moshe Rabbeinu's level was such that there was no bush. The bush itself was Ruchnias, right? And this is, again, this is the level of Havaya. This is the level of Nevada. We're not supposed to learn that way. If we lived that way, remember, Pamela Shana told us a concern. if you live that way, you may end up learning Torah in the bathroom. You may end up, right? That's not good if you live that way. But Moshe Rabbeinu, his first experience with Hashem in the lowest of the low, in a bush, in a thorn bush. There is no real makom ponui. There is no makom that's, and it's amazing because the Arizal, when he says that Hashem made a tzimtzum, said he was mitzamtzim himself to make a halal and make a makom ponui from Hashem. That the tzimtzum was to make a makom ponui, to make a makom devoid, so to speak, of godliness, which we know, according to Pekhan Moshe, doesn't mean that. It means make a place that is not nicker the godliness. But the Medrash comes and says, Lamech she'ein makom ponui b'aretz. Fakir, Moshe Rabbeinu rose above that gil. And there wasn't a copy of Moshe Rabbeinu, no makom ponui b'aretz. She'ein makom ponui b'aretz, ponui meshkim, ha'shafil b'techasneh, ha'ya medaber ima. V'ha'ya, v'hu kifi b'chinas, ma'adigasa, ha'meiroa. And this is according to the level of Moshe. And this is how he explains also what he said. Like we said, what did Moshe Rabbeinu want to see? He wanted to see Hashem. He wanted to see this inyan of Hashem. He wanted to see where is leis asa ponim. He wanted to see the true yichud Hashem, the true yud kivavke. And he says in the end, he actually did see as much as a human being can see. He ended up seeing as much as a human being can see. That's what he says. All right, so that's the Indian here, and it's a shame we'll try to do our best wrap up tomorrow. All right.
Shkayach. All right, Rabbi. Thank you. Good night.